This is a public announcement. The world is ending probably by the end of this year. Also, another news. Mario is pissed right now because he found out Trump has been impeached twice.
Yeah, it was once. It was
once,
fine.
I mean, he forgave and then twice is too much, you know.
What the heck, man?
Mario, you just fucking... First, it was... what's the name of the big turtle?
The big turtle.
Yeah, was the turtle that took it.
Browser.
Browser took Peach every time. He's like, come on, man.
Fuck. And now Trump twice.
And now Trump. And they both look alike. So Peach is a fucking whore. A dirty one at that, you know? So...
When is inauguration day? Next week?
I don't know. But apparently the FBI got anonymous tips that they're going to be armed protesters.
Didn't they arrest a guy? Somebody told me somebody got arrested yesterday or today with a Glock and 500 bullets.
Oh, shit.
And fake credentials to enter some part of the White House or something.
So like they fenced the Capitol. They put... armed guards outside. Hopefully it's not true, because if not, it's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. A couple people gonna get shot and shit. I mean, and then they're gonna be like, "Well, they shouldn't have shot us. Well, you were running at the cops with 9mm, so."
Yeah. You know? What are you expecting?
I was gonna say something. I forgot. Fucking Peach, fucking whore.
Yep. You know, it's not a, it's this not is a, another episode.
It's not a coincidence that this bitch gets. It's like, how many games was it?
There's still a lot. They're still coming out with more games.
Yeah, but how many games was it that Browser took Peach, bro? Every game was he took her.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Every game is literally that.
And see, to a point, it's like, is this bitch just going with him? Okay. Right, and then
or Mario has poor defenses. You know. Yeah. He's always on the defense.
Mario is just the simp that goes pick her girlfriend up from her other boyfriend's house. If we put it on 2021.
You're being banned from all platforms, yeah, for using that word now.
In other words, Mario's a dumbass. If they ever got to have a kid, that motherfucker's going to come out looking like Bowser.
Franklin the Turtle. There's where Franklin came
from. Franklin came from. Fuck.
So, yeah, this is how we introduce our episode number 6 here on Brothers Weekly. So, we did Oak Island last episode.
We did the Money Pit.
We did Aliens, Pyramids.
We did Aliens, we did Pyramids, we did...
Abductions.
The Abductions.
That's still my favorite one.
The Aliens with Three Tits and...
Red hair, red pubic hair, and white hair.
And white top. The carpet didn't match the drapes. Wait, is it the drapes match the carpet?
I don't know. You already said it, so I already got it confused. So.
Hey, however it is, they don't fucking match. Okay. You know.
Oh boy.
So he still you know, inseminated the bitch. Anyway,
so there's an alien. Half human, half alien out there somewhere.
Who says he didn't send him back here already, you know? And he's running for,
For some kind of seat. Probably look at the young, you know, people. Yeah, I mean, that's smart.
If in between the next 8 years you see a guy that looks weird, then, you know, that's the alien. From the small aliens. There's some words we can't use no more.
Oh, boy.
So today, we are bringing you
the most... I think this is... Is this the number one? conspiracy theory right now? Like, or the most talked about?
Not right now. I mean, forever. Yeah.
I mean, like forever.
Because it's been that. It's the lizard people.
Yes, yes.
The Illuminati's controlling the world. All that shit. But yeah. But this is one in the top with those.
Yes. So we are talking about space.
The fucking moon landing, bitches.
Ooh, yeah.
Where's Armstrong's first name? Neil Armstrong, sure. A liar? Was he a good actor?
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit.
Going back to the meat.
If they are, how many people was it? Five? Six?
That went to space? Two. Three.
Only three went to
space? I think it was only three of them.
Well, they're really good actors. They should be on Friends, the reboot.
I totally saw the intro. Like, they're dressed in spacesuits on a rest time. Yeah, just running around.
Suck me.
That's it. That's the warning. The end of the world is starting now.
What the fuck is this? Huh? What the fuck?
They want your soul?
I think they gave somebody the wrong number.
Oops.
What the fuck?
So if you go...
It says, thanks for using reflective memories. Enjoy your photos. And it's a fucking...
So if if you went to a funeral and you gave the person that's sending the pictures of the memorial, you gave him the wrong number, bro.
Why is there a photo shoot in the funeral?
And there's a little kid posing with... Oh, my God. You know, people are weird this year. And this is definitely weird.
This is some next level shit.
So, yes. So, apparently, there you can do photo shoots on a funeral.
What the... I'm sending this to everybody. What the fuck is this? Oh, my God.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this just happened live. While recording this video.
I don't want to say the name because that would be fucking rude.
No, that'll be...
But I just got a picture of a random number. It says, thank you for using reflective memories. Enjoy your photos. And it's so, I guess, it says rest in peace, this guy. And it's like, you know how in weddings they take pictures in front of a thing, like with signs?
Yeah.
That's what this is, but a funeral.
Yeah. I don't know.
I am very disturbed right now.
Man, if you want to go, you go happy, right?
And that doesn't usually happen often, but that disturbed me. Very much. Maybe we should talk about life after death.
Yeah, we can have one of those. Oh. All right, so.
What the fuck? let me put this on quiet mode. What the fuck was that?
So now let's get into our time machine.
That went from, oh shit, somebody's stealing my identity, to, oh fuck, what the fuck?
From alien babies to photo shoots on funerals.
It's happened before. I've gotten shit from like other phone numbers that is not me and letters and...
I got one.
This one,
thank you for coming to our reception or something.
Mine too.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, bro. They gave you the wrong number.
Like the gym one? Remember the gym one? We talked about it. What the fuck is this?
Hey, it's me, Clark, from the party. Sorry, bro.
Bitch played you, dog. You ugly as shit. All right.
Well, thank God I didn't get any pictures. You said, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, and you're like, who's this?
No, big old ding-along.
All right, so let's get into our time machine. So back in July 20.
Give it a backstory. Why?
So we're in the middle. Is this in the middle or the beginning of the Cold War, technically?
Kennedy was in power, so it was running. It was in the middle of.
Right, so we are, that's after the Russians first send that satellite to space.
Yeah.
And then.
Is this before the Bay of Pigs?
I think this is after.
Anyway, it was a bunch of shit.
I think this is what it was right at the beginning of the big Cold War that we knew.
When they put the embargo?
Yeah. So technically, the Russians sent a satellite to space, and then, you know, Kennedy went like, oh, yo, whoa, whoa, whoa,
what
whoa.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
What's going on here? Why are you telling me that around the world over there, you know, they're sending shit to space, and we're over here just licking our balls? Like, what's going on?
The problem with the satellite was that, you know, it was KGB agents, our agents, British agents, and it was in, like spy intelligence. And
yeah, so we were in the high of the spies.
Intercepting communications and shit. Now, then the Russians send this shit up and they say it's for science, but then the government's like, of spying, that you have the vision of the whole country.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there. If you send a satellite out there, obviously you got good fucking cameras in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, cameras and all kinds of shit.
So they're like, wait, fuck, we need to, you know.
We need to do something. So that's at the time we also, if you look into the real history, that's when the Nazis come to play. We stole all their researchers and we hired them to complete our NASA projects.
Yep. I mean, we had them since World War II.
Yeah, of course. That
started. I mean, we used them again.
Yeah, this time we went like, we need to get
space.
We don't
want to blow up motherfuckers now. We want to go to the moon. We don't want to disintegrate two cities.
Yeah. So at this point,
make this miss out that it doesn't crash.
So all of this happened that in July 20, 1969, over 30 million people sitting at home in front of their TVs on the unofficial pay-per-view.
Black and white, baby.
Saw
fucking HD. Fucking big ass badunkadonk TV. That TV had a big old ass.
So people saw a rocket go into space where we,
and the big ass TV.
Here comes the thing where we claim, or did we send three people to space?
Now here's my question, right? They had the ability to do that and to project that to the whole United States TVs, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come it took him so long to do a fucking cell phone?
I think there's different mechanics to that.
Because, you know, I knew they used shortwave and war and shit.
Yeah.
But you transmitted it wirelessly.
Well, technically, right? Yes, but I think that the mechanics of it were a little bit different.
So why didn't somebody see this like, hey.
Technically, we did. We had telephones. We just didn't have cell phones.
They're not wireless, though.
No, TVs weren't wireless either.
They're antennas. Okay, but...
But we knew how to do radio.
There wasn't a cable from NASA in fucking Florida to fucking New York.
But it was relays. There was a cable to the camera.
Cell phones are the same thing.
Yeah. But it's different. The mechanics
and
are different.
I'm pretty sure sending sound through waves is easier than sending images through waves.
Yeah, true. But still, it's different mechanics. The way you do phones and TVs are different. We knew how to do the TV. We didn't know how to do the cell phone.
Why didn't they listen to Tesla, huh?
Yeah, Nikola, you know? Now you have to specify Nikola Tesla, because now you say, why didn't it Tesla? They just think of Elon Musk and the car.
No. Tesla,
bro. Nicholas, all right?
Tesla, bro. Did you see, talking about Musk, did you say, he said, use your signal, in Twitter, he put a Twitter on that said, use your signals or something like that. And there was a stock company called Signals, and their stock went up almost 200%.
He said what?
Use Signals, I guess, for a car or something on Twitter. And people thought it was a stock company. And there's a stock company called Signal, and their stock went up almost 200%. Because Elon Musk said use Signal.
And I heard that they wanted to buy the tweet. The
tweet?
Tweet. Yeah. They were offering money to say.
He probably said, nah, man, that's not what I was trying to say, bro. That's just fucking... One guy says that and that company just went...
So if people were smart, the moment that shit went up, you should have... If you were already investing in that, you sell all the shit out of it.
Everything. Everything. Sell it back. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because, you know, when people go in, they're like, what the fuck is this? Everybody's going to start buying their shit back.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what the hell? Dump it. Yeah.
So, anyway, back to the fucking moon.
Kennedy went like, yo, we're sending people to the moon, and that's what we're doing. And, well, on July 20, 1969, 30 million people. HD, 1080p pay-per-view.
The big-ass TV for the big old booty.
We saw a rocket go to space. Well, they saw it because I wasn't alive at that time.
Fucking way before.
And we made it to space.
We beat the Russians.
Now, like you said, how did we do a live transmission from the moon? Back in 1969.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I thought you were mean, you mean like the rocket is going up. But yeah, that makes sense, but...
Everybody saw the moon landing in the fucking moon.
Yeah, we got...
don't get me... They were communicating to each other from space, and they still doing it. Now, that's... And it comes to the point where, okay, so they transmitted that, and they transmitted the sound. Why does it take them so long to come up with wireless communication?
Maybe we already had them.
Wireless.
Maybe we already did.
I'm sure. That's what I'm trying to come up with. Yeah. Why wait so long? If you can communicate...
National security.
If you can communicate with somebody on the fucking moon, why do you have to pick up a phone, dial a number cuss country, so...
I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty interesting the technology they had back in 1970s. And then, like, why didn't we have that kind of technology?
It's just, we almost have the same technology, just minimized. They don't need a whole building a computer to send somebody to the moon.
Yeah.
The one they just sent, it was like three computers.
Mm-hmm.
The one Elon Musk sent.
Something like that.
Yeah, there was nobody on the fucking rocket.
Now, the question is, cell phones work with antennas and stuff like that to send a signal, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no antennas on the moon.
I know, the rocket. They were relaying it from the rocket, maybe.
So the rocket was the antenna?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Now, how far is the moon from Earth?
Was it 3,000 something miles? Let me check. How far... That's a lot. It's probably... How many days? It took them 3 days to get there?
I don't fucking know.
Moon from the Earth. I think I'm mixing...
238,900 miles.
How long does it take to them? About 3 days.
Three days.
I was right.
That's a fucking long way to go to keep a signal on.
And you gotta imagine they're still going, what, thousands of something miles per hour or something.
Yeah,
like that.
So let me tell you this. Why the fuck, if I go somewhere, I lose signal on my goddamn fucking phone?
Huh? The dead zones.
Why if I'm here and I got a football?
Electromagnetic
signal. And then I go downtown Apopka and I can't call no fucking body for help. And then here we are in 1970s talking to this motherfucker in the goddamn moon.
300 miles away. 300,000 miles away.
Hmm?
Jesus.
What the fuck did we go wrong? You can't watch TV with a single, like, antenna box now.
Because
you know, you're in the wrong fucking zone. Why?
Wrong signal wave.
And then we're watching astronauts on the fucking moon.
And relaying it through the old TV station.
Live, baby. Live.
Live. I think there was like, they said a minute delay or something like that.
Still live.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is crazy. So, after happened.
That's an example of the government oppressing the people. Usually, you know. You know, there's bigger science out there. The government's just saying, no, don't do that.
So, after this happened, I don't know how many years it took afterwards. But people started noticing stuff, and then the rumor started that the moon landing was, well, faked. That this was actually made in Hollywood studios.
Fuck yeah.
Somewhere in L.A. Some director, you know, make a video, and it was all CGI and shit. Well, they didn't know what CGI was, but technically.
It was props.
I mean... And you don't see cables and stuff like that if you watch the video. But, I mean, the quality is not great.
If you use a blue screen, which is what they used back in the day, then yeah.
I mean,
they did Star Wars.
True.
So.
And that was fucking lit.
So, they could have done this in a heartbeat.
That's what really happened. So, there were a few things that conspirators saw back in 1980s, probably 70s. That's probably when the rumor started.
I feel like the conspiracy started when people were able to like play pause the video. So it must have been really, really after.
Like 1980s, 1990s.
Yeah, when they can be like, oh, well, this. And then, yeah, they can observe it without.
So the first thing that they saw was the American flag was flapping when there is no wind. If you've seen the videos or the picture, it looks like the flag is waving.
Looks like a crusty ass shirt when you don't fucking iron before work, bitch. Is it waving too? Who knows? Come back for another episode. So, I'm a crappy human being.
So NASA then claims, of course, that they actually put some kind of flexible tube on the top part of the flag so it can be straightened out. And it looks waving because it was actually, the flag was, how do you call it? In a box for so long.
Three fucking days.
Then when they try to stretch it out, it just all wrinkly and shit. And of course, if there's no motion and wind or whatever in space, it's just the astronaut was not lazy enough to, you know, pull it, stretch it out and make it look good. He just kind of put it there and went like, yep, it's up. That was my job. I'm out of here.
He said, fuck it. I don't get paid enough for this.
Can you imagine? He went like, it looks up. Hey, yo, Neil. Looks good over there. All right, I'm out.
So, did they always know what the moon was made of?
Dirt and rock.
So, if there's no gravity, how the fuck did they make the hammer? Put that down.
Good question. I mean, there's still gonna be some weight and stuff over there, but it's just not the same as here.
Just think about it. The water is almost if you grab a hammer underwater, you're not gonna be able to hit nothing.
True.
High speed.
You just start a whole new conspiracy for all.
No saying.
Yeah.
If we're here and the gravity's here and you can't do that in the water, imagine 328 miles away.
What if he didn't hammer down? He just put the sticker right there and you stayed up.
Is rock and sand, Ivan.
Dirt. Yeah. What if you just dig the hole a little bit, put it down, and
okay, if it's not stable, the flags are gonna go wee.
Oh yeah, that's true. Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Conspiracy.
I mean, not really.
I mean, unless they have something.
Because they are able to stay down. It's not like they're just fucking.
No, yeah. It's when they jump. Like I said, they still have weight.
There's gravity on them. Yeah. Cause
yeah.
Not,
but it's not as strong as it is on Earth.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah. The NASA said that, you know, they put there's a special flag. They put some kind of tubing on the north side of it just to make it an extending rod in it. And then, of course, you know.
That's what I also call my dick.
The second.
An extending rod. extending rod is like. And it's,
so the second.
It's little and it grows. And then goes back.
So the second
thing. With help of somebody else.
The second thing they said was. They could not see stars in the sky. If you're in space, what's the first thing you look for?
Fucking stars, bro. Star Wars, Star Trek. Battlestar Galactica. They all have fucking stars in their name.
Because you're in the stars.
Because you're in the fucking stars.
So the argument went like, they said, I heard this argument was the easiest to debunk. He said, is the fact that there's no stars in the sky? Or rather, there are no stars in the picture that Armstrong and Aldrin took on the moon. But if you ever use a camera for it, it's easy to understand why. The exposure of the astronauts on the moon are daylight exposure, he explains. The surface was brightly illuminated from the sun, as the astronauts are wearing bright white spacesuits that are highly reflective. The exposure on the astronauts' camera was too short to capture the spacesuits and the moon surface while also capturing the comparatively dimmer stars. The same thing happens when you go out to someone's back porch at night and turn on the lights. Even though you can see the stars from where you're standing, a quick exposure camera won't be able to capture them.
He's saying, basically, if you ever use a camera, you dumb bitch, you know you're not going to see the stars, you fuck. That's exactly what he said. If you ever used a camera before, you fucking pussy.
Bitch ass.
So that's what, I don't know if you notice, when you go to a big city, you don't see the stars because of
the reflection of the lights.
Because of the light. And then if you go to, you know, Alabama and you're visiting your cousins, you can see the stars. Cause because, you know, there's less city over there, so you can see the stars better while you and your cousin are outside.
Talking about Alabama, didn't they just win the football game?
They fucking won the
cousins. A team full of cousins.
Hey, we're going to have a party with a bunch of cousins of mine. So if you're, you know, moon bathing with your cousin in Alabama, you can see all the stars. So if... Now, that's your naked. Imagine a 1970s camera trying to take a picture.
I mean, just try to take a picture with iPhone 1.
Yeah. You'll see the difference. So, I mean, and you can see they had their lights on there, too.
Yeah, on their suit and stuff. So
what the guy was trying to say,
the reflection,
camera doesn't have the capacity of grabbing the white of the moon.
The white of the spacesuit. And the then space just suit,
the little bits of the white. So it's going to
grab. It's going to grab the brightest. And then, of course, they were the brightest at the moment.
Exactly.
So, the moon landing is fake because the shadows aren't right. So, on this one, they claim if the sun is the only light, which emphasis to the other picture, it's technically the same thing, there should only be one shadow or something like that. So they claim that the other shadows are a result of special Hollywood lighting.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so the problem with this theory is that although the sun is the main source of illumination on the moon, it is not the only source of illumination. Another source of lunar ground, which reflect to the sunlight in the Apollo 11 picture, the sunlight is being scattered or reflected off the ground every which way, and some of it in small fraction, but not enough to able to see scatter into the shadows. So technically, he's saying the sun was hitting the spaceship, the suit, and that was creating reflections from them. So they became itself like a little light, and then they created their own shadows.
What people don't understand is that they were in fucking space.
Were they?
Da da da. I'm trying to get his shit's not gonna work up there like it works out here. So
yes,
there's some shit that's gonna be fucked up.
And I think that's why they come to the next conspiracy. Let's say the moon landing is fake because you can't see Armstrong's camera. Then this is a picture of him. Yeah, so that. So here, they're saying that Armstrong was supposed to be holding a camera or something.
Yeah, but then you see the lights hitting
right
in.
There.
How are you going to... Huh? No.
No, I think that's where they say the camera is. They say it's either here.
No, Armstrong, or in here. Armstrong took that picture of the other
astronaut. Oh, the other astronaut.
So Neil Armstrong would be the guy in the reflection.
Oh, they're saying, where's his camera?
How are you going to see that, bro?
Dude, you need to, like, zoom in and shit. And this is...
Enhance.
And then this is a 1970 picture. How many pixels can you really zoom into?
And the light's, like, hitting him straight, right
straight to his mask.
He looks like a fucking ghost there. You know?
Right.
And what tells you that the camera was black? Everything in the fucking spacesuit is white except... those red thingies. And
so, according to NASA, when Armstrong and the other guy were up there, they will not be able to walk regularly with a handheld camera. It's in a bulky suit. He needed something that was easy to manipulate. The camera he used on the moon was mounted on the front of his suit, which where his hands are in the reflection. So, yeah, so it's probably, like, somewhere in here.
And it's got to be a good-ass camera.
And right here. So, they're saying he was taking the picture like this, technically.
Yeah. And that's a good ass picture because he's far away.
70 millimeters lunar surface camera.
So, you know, for that time, that's a good ass picture.
Yeah. It's better than the iPhone 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. So here comes the favorite one of everybody. The moon landing is fake because Stanley Kubrick filmed it. Who, Stanley Kubrick? He's a director that filmed the 2001 A Space Odyssey, which won audience in 1968 for creating a realistic image of outer space. It was so complete that some conspiracy theorists later wonder if the government had actually hired Kubrick to film the moon landing in a sound stage, possibly like the one James Bond ran through in the 1971 film Diamonds Are Forever.
Did James Bond go to the moon?
I have never seen that movie, so I don't know.
Okay.
The thing is, the moon landing footage did not look real because Kubrick filmed it. Kubrick movie in 2001 looked real because Kubrick enlisted astronomical artists and aerospace engineers to help him with it. And he went all beyond to get a movie.
Fuck yeah.
The only evidence that Kubrick filmed the moon landing had itself proved to be a hoax. Denial of Americans' great progress in space exploration and belief in this myth is more of an ideological thing, a political thing, than it is a scientific thing, Filmberg notes. To those who know the moon landing was real, conspiracy theories that it was a hoax may seem silly and innocuous, but their consequences aren't. The spread of misinformation make people susceptible to other false theories and could earn you a punch from Buzz Aldrin.
The thing is, there was too many people involved for it to be fake, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, how many people were in NASA at that time?
Like a bunch, and in the control room.
Yeah.
It's just, somebody would have came out already. Somebody, like, in their fucking deathbed be like, oh, it was all fake.
Yeah, so that's what they were expecting 20 years after, but
none of them really. And I fucked your sister.
Alabama.
You know?
So.
Now he's saying that to his wife. Tell everybody that moon landing was fake.
She will punch him still on the floor.
He's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
So
I'm gonna punch his sister.
So that's the theories of people who believe the moon landing is fake. Now there's some that we actually went to the moon, but we did some kinky stuff up there.
Fuck yeah, aliens were fucking on the other side. You don't know this, but Neil Armstrong was part of
it. Just like if you remember Transformer, the Dark Side of the Moon, which it was poking fun to the conspiracy theory. Of
aliens having sex up there.
The moon is in Alabama, okay? Jeez.
Well, it's a conspiracy theory that Neil Armstrong had a threesome up there with aliens, and
I mean, he didn't need to go to space. He just needed to meet the Brazilian guy we did on the first episode.
Yeah, so
and, you know, he will get a white-haired woman with red pubic hair, and she will take care of your baby in space.
Yeah. With this, obviously, comes, like, the dark side of the moon, and
now, there's one that they believe when Neil and Buzz were up there, they actually did an Illuminati ritual.
A what?
Illuminati ritual or a Egyptian ritual to contact the aliens.
Huh.
From, what was it? Oh, I forgot the stars system we were talking on, the pyramids. Same one. I forgot.
They should have.
But they say they did some kind of Mason ritual. I forgot which one it was. It was, you know, there is one for each one, like each conspiracy has one.
Yeah.
But they did some kind of ritual, they would just put it like that, to contact the aliens or call upon the aliens to come back to Earth. Because we got to understand that at one point we lost a minute, right? We lost a minute of footage of live stream, and people were worried that something happened up there or whatever.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, we can do a lot of shit in 1 minute.
What if reptilians grabbed their bodies and came back with them?
Shit. 1 minute is a lot of time. We say, a minute's not a lot. We have seen.
That's what she said.
I mean, even
it's
in
a quality minute.
You know how much.
It's a quality minute, baby.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we see sports in a minute. A lot can happen in a minute in sports or in whatever. In a movie, hell. In a TV show, the episode could be grand in 1 minute, you know? Everything can happen. And this is what. The conspiracy thinks that once the cameras are out, one of them says we made contact with aliens. Other ones, they found something disturbing up there. And then you said you can hear it on their voice when you're hearing them communicating back to NASA. And then that moment of silence or where we couldn't find anything, they were actually still communicating to NASA,
mm-hmm.
but in a different channel.
In a mute. They muted.
Yeah, and the whatever they call the emergency channel or something they had on.
I don't know. I just think if it was fake, it would have by now it would have been more than a conspiracy.
But
really.
It's a government, yo.
Yeah,
it's the government. They can keep whatever secret.
I still think there was a lot of people there that would have, you know.
I mean, if you pay them enough money, but everybody will die with their secrets.
Yeah.
So is the moon landing real or not? Let us know in the comments.
So. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past the government to fake it either.
Just to make a power play to the other countries?
Just to make a power play, yeah. Because, I mean...
I mean, if...
Because what...
Should Elon Musk just send his spaceship just to find the flag on the moon?
I think they have already.
But, yeah, I mean, they have gone to the moon, what, twice?
Something like that, 2 or 3 times.
Yes, because apparently the whole idea was... If I remember correctly, the whole idea was go to the moon, and do experiments and whatever, and then we will colonize the moon at some point.
Okay.
And we were going to build a whatever, a relay station or whatever up there and whatever. But then, of course, the Cold War happened. Kennedy got assassinated, and then everything just went this direction. But people, and apparently now we're transitioning back.
I remember what I was watching. Is it happened. People were, you know, the fundings were coming because they wanted to go to the moon. So then when they got to the moon, they're like, we did it. There's no point on doing anything anymore. So like NASA just stopped. People didn't want like the moon thing got pushed because Kennedy said it, and then people wanted it to happen. But then
after it ended, it went to a standstill, and then we were still in that big Cold War situation, and so everybody lost interest about it. But yeah, I mean the whole idea of the plan was to colonize, and apparently in the U.S. you will find I forgot his name. There's a guy that did experiments where he created 3 big ass buildings where it was like classified like it was the moon, and he put people on it to see how they will survive in it.
There were experiments, yeah.
Yeah, so those experiments did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were 2 or 3 experiments like that.
Mm. I mean, of course, first they're going to send like experts and shit and the militia.
Yeah, engineers,
soldiers that can, you know,
soldiers, engineers, scientists,
so they can, what do you call that? That they
fortify the moon.
Their training allows them to be up there for a while.
Yeah, probably.
And keep the order and shit. I mean, you're not gonna send so, obviously not to defend from aliens because they technically don't exist. But you know, who knows?
Well, what is the space? What was it? The Trump
Space Force.
Space Force, there we go.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking go to the moon, have a Space Force right there, and stole the symbol from Star Trek. And, you know, there we go. We do the Space Force up there. So, there is a possibility. I mean, if we are planning to go back, I mean, we can go to the moon now like it's nothing. The next step is going to Mars. I assume that's what they say.
But to go to Mars, they gotta make the technology of a rocket that can go to the moon and then go around. What they call that, slingshot from the moon.
Yeah, from the moon.
So the gravity. And
imagine
slingshot.
If they're gonna do that. Why not just build a station on the moon first? Then you can launch the rocket from here to the moon. Refuel it, and build something, you know, that can grab it, and where you have like, you know how they send it out from Earth, you can send it out back again from the moon.
Yeah, but that's the point. Then he will lose speed. The point of is to use the moon's gravity to slingshot. The slingshot is to just push it.
No, what I'm saying, you know how it comes out of the moon? We slingshot it from Earth. Well, technically, we put rockets on it to make it go faster.
So that's not slingshotting it. You're launching
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You hit yourself again?
No. I saw my face going to it, so I moved back. So what I'm saying is, by the time if we can create some kind of rocket that has the same force of what we call the slingshot, and we have it at the moon, so we send it from the Earth to the moon,
Why not just make it in the moon?
That's what I'm saying.
No, shoot it from the moon. Make it in the moon.
What do you mean shoot it from the moon?
You say shoot the rocket to the moon and then shoot it again from
the moon.
Okay, you said shoot it from Earth to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then park it and shoot it again?
Yes.
No, that's a waste of money.
It's just like doing 4 or 5 laps around the moon and slingshotting it.
It's not, no.
You're still...
If you're going to do that, build it on the moon instead of shooting it from Earth and then shooting it from the moon again.
Yeah, or that. Or make a relay station or something like, and they can attach while the rocket is passing by.
Want some Star Wars shit?
Yeah.
Hmm. And that's what gives it the hyperspace thing.
Yeah, the push. Just a push. Yeah. I'm not going crazy to the fucking speed of light, Han Solo kind of shit.
No, it could be, you know, it attaches to the rocket and it's an extra rocket.
That's what I'm saying.
And make it like a long lasting fuel. It's just, I don't think we've come up with a fuel that lasts that long, or a power or a power core that runs
that can,
on
yeah that can run
on power cells of adamantium or some shit. Because we've done atomic power already.
Yeah. But it's really unstable.
Mm. And putting it on a ship is just...
it's just a bum waiting to happen. Yeah, we made it to Mars and we blew up Mars.
I mean, shit, it's, you know, trial and error, baby.
Next is Jupiter.
Fucking make one and send it empty. See where it gets.
Yeah, and that's not a waste of money, right?
Huh? At least nobody's fucking dead. Don't make it sophisticated.
Well, true. I mean, just call Elon Musk and probably make one.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just... Like I've said with the fucking aliens, we have some technology that we can use. We just don't fucking use it. I mean, not with aliens, with the money, but... The aliens are just dumb. The aliens are just leaving technology everywhere.
I know.
Where the fuck are the ray guns?
So those are the most famous theories. I know there's a lot more. I just don't know them or haven't done the research. I just saw the most popular ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, 1 minute. People say they can hear Neil and the other guy were distressed.
Wow.
Before the camera cut off. And then they went to the emergency channel and then they discussed the aliens or whatever they found. And they were disturbed.
When I'm going to tell you something. If you see an alien, it's not going to take you 1 minute to fucking get your composure back.
Or they're saying that they didn't find the alien. They just found like bodies or something like alien or like there was an alien civilization. Yeah, in there.
1 minute is still not enough.
Hmm?
1 minute is still not enough.
Not enough because, man, the shock. Probably Neil fainted.
Unless it was 1 minute for us, because we were
some kind of delay.
On a delay, and it was more than a 1 minute.
And then they cut it, and then they made it one back. Minute. Fuck, man, we just keep fueling this conspiracy like shit.
Space time continuum, baby.
I mean, if they like they said, if it's recorded, it was done in Hollywood, so it would easily edit it. It would make it look like where it's going live.
I feel like if it was Hollywood, it would have been.
More
leaked already.
I mean,
and I don't think you can find the original
footage. If it was done in a government facility. No,
by now it's just footage. I don't think you could. The original one's probably locked and keyed, fucking
yeah. And Area 51 probably has it, yeah. Too. So we should have stormed that day with the Naruto run, jumping fences and shit, and throwing ninja stars at
that. We could have, if people walk into the Capitol, bro. I think we could have walked into Area 51.
Joe, yeah, there we go. We prove we can go into a government facility.
There you go. Bring your Trump signs and you just walk in there.
Can you imagine?
Make a Maria not alien again. Talking about space, not Mexicans. Anyway.
Yeah, I forgot we call them aliens.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
He's also an alien.
And there was people trying to look for spaceships in the pictures and shit. Shut the fuck up, okay?
There is one where they say they in a... And one of those that we send now, and you know how they take pictures around the thing, they say they seen they saw spaceships and shit.
Obviously, like that, they always see shit,
lights and some weird shit in it. So
I don't know. Is Neil Armstrong dead?
Last time I check, I don't know, because I know he was on that the new documentary they did on space. He was on it. Armstrong, he's probably still alive. I don't know. Was it Buzz? I think it was Buzz. Yeah, he died in 2012.
I was gonna say, if he's still alive now, he's a fucking alien. Cause he was old when he went to the moon.
Yeah, technically. Buzz. He's still alive.
Was Aldrin?
Buzz, yeah. He's 90 years. So yeah, 90. He's the one that I saw on the show. Fuck. It was on Agent Aliens. He was on it.
Yeah, an alien crawling to his ear. That's why he's still alive.
But I mean, how did they? Because you know, you have to train to go to space. They train to go to space.
Mm-hmm.
How did they know how to train to go to space?
Because they've sent recon stuff over there, so they knew the terrain was rough.
And they, I mean, that the rope, but yeah, you know the terrain, but how can you tell how the atmosphere or the no gravity will affect the human body?
They didn't.
But they trained for it like they did.
I know. They went. They know there was no oxygen. That's why they did the pool stuff. Yeah. That's why they did the non-breachable suits. Mm-hmm. The oxygen tanks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't talk to people, so they put communication stuff on their suits. Yeah. Right? You know there's no gravity, so they have to train in water and shit to fucking... Yeah, maneuver. I mean, they have the zero. They somehow managed to do a zero gravity machine on Earth. I don't know how the fuck they did that.
We did that. That's my point. Like, we did a lot of shit on Earth to train to go up there. That. How did you know how to do that?
Because they send shit to get data, Ivan.
I know. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I mean the machines we built.
I don't know.
Because even for back then, that was really fucking advanced. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did stole those German dudes that can do anything.
Yeah, so I don't know. All I know is they trained and they got it done.
Although I'm not an engineer or something like that, so I won't be able to tell you.
Yeah, they just is engineering matter and physicists and yeah, they know suck how to do my cock shit. And all that shit, you know?
Dude, can you imagine having a sexual engineer just in like a college class for making sex toys?
I have a bachelor's degrees in making dildos.
I have a bachelor's degree in sexual technologies.
I'll make you come so fucking hard.
No, but it has to sound like very professional. Like, yes, I have a bachelor's degree in sexual technologies.
I have a sexual engineering and merchandising.
Oh, yeah, and a business degree.
And a business fucking degree. On what? On sexual stuff.
No, a business degree is just a business degree. You know, how to sell. And I think that's the most thing. And then, of course, the normal stuff of, like, how they were paid to stay quiet. And that's why they still, making
in the video bun. That guy, the video of the guy running around and trying to make them swear on the Bible. But the moon landing was real, and they won't do it.
I mean, technically, I don't know. Would you do it?
No, we can kiss even, my fucking ass.
Even if it was real, if you'd done it, you wouldn't do it, right? Yeah, it's my dick. Fucking weird. Like, yeah, you don't tell me what to do.
What the fuck has God got to do with anything?
Technically, he's an alien.
Fuck.
If you think about it. If you read the Bible and stuff, he's saying, I'm not from this planet.
Yeah,
he created this planet, so technically he's an alien to us.
He's not an alien because he created it. We're the aliens.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. We're fucking aliens.
We're aliens.
Fuck.
You heard it first here at Brothers Weekly.
Oh my god.
So yeah, I think that's it for the moon landing. Right?
That's it for the fucking moon landing.
Some crazy shit going on, bro. A
bunch of crazy people cracked out of the goddamn.
Give us your conspiracies in the comments if you want to. If you don't, for the 1, 2, 3 viewers we get, video, we'll appreciate it.
Yeah, what's up? Saw the first 2 episodes of WandaVision. If you're watching WandaVision and you don't know what the fuck is going on, right?
Do you have to watch like the Avenger movies to get it?
I mean, you won't know who they are if you don't, but you don't have some to
people,
really.
Yeah, some people don't really care about the movies.
There's people saying that it sucks. It's like, okay.
It's different, so chill.
They haven't told you what the whole thing is just on 2 episodes, so shut the fuck up. That's my first thing. Second thing is, if you don't see like the stuff glitching and like the sequence of the years passing by on the thing... And they don't know. They don't even know what's going on.
Like
Wanda and him don't know what the fuck is going on.
So they're both know who they are.
They know he's Wanda, his vision. They have powers, but they're here. They like he has a job. Doesn't know
when did he get the job.
It's like they're there.
Oh, so it's like yeah, it's always like that episode. If you watch a lot of sci-fi and shit, mm-hmm. There's that one episode where they normally get. Brainwashed or something, and they're in this world. Didn't they do that on The Shield? The TV show. They did. Where she wakes up and then she's a Hydra agent.
And there's, you gotta watch the show because there's stuff There's in the first episode's a commercial. There's always this commercial of a guy presenting and it's a new toaster. The toaster was made by Stark Industries. And the second episode, the same guy and the same girl are selling watches, and the watch is a Hydra watch.
Oh, nice.
It has the little octopus here. It says Hydra on the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I think my theory is she went to try and bring him back to life.
And she got stuck in the multiverse.
And between him and her, she got stuck on this thing.
Okay.
Either on his mind or her mind, she's just trying to keep him alive.
Or there's a new bad guy we don't know about, and he has him in a chamber, and he's testing her brain.
And you can see the when it glitches.
Because what it makes the sound, it just like I said, all those sci-fi shows, they always get captured. And the bad guy is messing with their brain, mm-hmm. and they have it in some kind of machine. Mm-hmm. But your brain is fighting back by showing you some clips of reality, what's mm-hmm. really going on.
But what the difference is, sometimes in what you're talking about, you don't remember what you were in real life.
Yeah.
Here they know what they are. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. they know they're super. Like they know they have powers and shit. Yeah. And but like he's at work and he's working. He finishes his job and he's like, "What do we exactly do here?" The guy's like,
"What are you talking about? We're doing this for years.
We just process data. What kind of data?" And the guy's like, "I don't know." And the boss, every time they start asking something about to make them like question why the fuck they're there, something else happens.
Yeah, that defies.
And then when the glitch happens, it's almost when it starts getting hostile. The glitch happens, and then everything comes back to happy again.
Like I said, it sounds more not like that she got stuck, more like somebody's holding them there.
Because, and I don't want to say much because you got to watch it. Yeah. There's a part where he glitches. She was getting in an argument with some lady, and she's like, "I know what you are." And then it starts glitching. It starts glitching, and it stops. And the lady goes nice again. Like the conversation they had never happened.
Yeah, like she's an AI.
Yeah. But it's boring. It's like, dude, you got to fucking understand. And I feel like it's going, obviously it's coming from decades, from like black and white, light black and white, and it just turned into color at the end of episode 2. So it's probably gonna go to where it's modern time.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you have to fucking wait and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Cause then the first episode ends and it ends and it's like a old TV show ending and it pops out, pop, and then there's a guy watching the TV. And there's like I've seen that sign before. It's like a little circle. And it has like a sword upside down. I don't know if I saw it in S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know if it's I don't know.
I think I've seen that before mm-hmm. too.
So the guy is watching that. But the when the glitch the show is all happy and shit, then the glitches start and then gets suspenseful. The glitch stops and it goes back to normal.
Yeah. So definitely they're being manipulated.
Yeah,
if you haven't watched enough sci-fi shows like we have, you don't understand where we're coming from.
It's magic and technology together. So yes. You know, so there's
so it could be the bad guy is using her powers in some
way. I think it's her mind, because there's a part where it starts. The episode started sleeping. There's a branch hitting the tree, right? And then it happens, blah blah. The game, and then the branch starts again. And then he's like, "If it's a tree again, I'm gonna rip it off the roots or whatever." So I walk out like an old show, and they see a manhole starting to open. It opens up, and a guy comes out with a bee suit and bees all around him. And he turns around, and the base is black. And she goes, "No!" And it rewinds. They're back in the living room. And when it happens, she changes the subject, and it's a different setup.
I'm thinking it's
I don't know.
It could be, like I said, it could be somebody manipulating her powers, you know, like just like she did to Tony.
Yeah, or her trying to stay alive, mm-hmm. making him stay alive in his mind.
Or she got hurt or something, and she's like trying to.
And I think what the glitches is people trying to connect with her, trying to reach in,
which could be Doctor Strange trying to talk to her. Because technically, he's the only one.
One of the voices on the radio sounded like
Benedict.
No. War Machine.
Oh.
I don't know. It's black and white, and she goes out, and there's a helicopter on the bushes, and it's red and yellow like Iron Man, but that's the only thing in color.
So in my opinion, it could this could show could be like a setup for the new main villain for the next Avengers, or like you said, she's having trouble with grief, and then people are trying to help her, and she just gets like.
It could easily be in between Endgame too. It doesn't have to be after Endgame.
Yeah,
it could be in between Infinity War and Endgame too.
Yeah, where she's in. Maybe she saw him die. Like in, maybe it's even before that. Maybe she already saw when he dies, because you know she can see glimpses of the future every now and then. And then this is her trying to change it in her mind, and then she can't. So it could be that, or it could be like introducing a new villain, which if you're being up to date, the new thing it will be for the Universe of Madness or whatever it's called for Doctor Strange, which is the plan.
Okay, here's the thing. Technically, okay, so they kill Thanos and they bring all the
stones back and shit.
So technically, Vision should be alive after.
No, I think it's just saying the same thing that happened to Black Widow. That's like something that happened that they can't change, even if they put everything back and where it's supposed to be. Because technically, Thanos still happens. He doesn't get to snap. I mean, the way they explain it, I think the people that died just can't come back. Yeah. Like Loki, Black Widow, and Vision.
Whoever Thanos killed personally.
Personally, because he was already holding all the stones.
Yeah.
So that's my point. Yeah. Yeah. The power of the stone can be reversed. I think that's what they said at one point.
So what I'm trying to say is shut the fuck up. Okay. If you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, go suck a dick. Choke on it and fucking don't. Yeah. Yeah.
For some more news.
For some fucking news, shut the fuck up.
The world of the NBA is in shock after watching James Harden being traded to the Nets, creating another super team that we only saw back when the Heat got LeBron, Dwyane, and Bush.
I'm no supermodel, right? But if you look like me, you shouldn't be playing basketball. If you,
you know what I mean? Yeah, James Harden was really out of shape.
If you weigh as much as me, and if you're taller, you're definitely heavier.
I mean, he was still scoring, you know, 30.
And I understand that, but when you compare him
to like how he ended last season,
And motherfuckers, I'm not fat shaming nobody, all right? Because I'm not fucking skinny. But you're getting paid millions of dollars to
stay in pickable physical form,
with these motherfuckers that are fucking superhumans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you fucking weigh like you weigh more than me, right? And you got a beer belly, motherfucker. And then you're like, all right, well, and then you're a little bitch. You're like, well, I'm gonna play like shit, and if I don't get traded, I'm gonna sit out the whole season like a little bitch. Right? You don't deserve to be playing at all.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying the team wasn't together, whatever. The only person that changed it being between all the years they've been making the playoffs was Chris Paul. Then Westbrook, then the other guy. And before those three got there, he was already making it to the playoffs. So it wasn't the team.
No. There's some players that there's always a good player that is not destined to make it, no fucking way.
And although, he's a lethal weapon on the offense. Yeah, there's like no Iverson, question about it.
Iverson was a fucking monster.
Yeah, but the only problem with Harden is his defense is shit. His transition to defense is shit. If he doesn't score, he gets mad. He wants the ball all the time.
You ain't no Michael Jordan, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, if you see the video, he passes the ball, and he just stays out there in the middle of the court. Like, what are you going to do from there? Where is your rebounds or your stuff? Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Hopefully the Nets bring something out of him.
Like I'm saying, if he wants that championship he's been craving for, there's a lot of things he needs to change. Because at some point, hell, if he's holding back the team, I will sit him down let Durant and Arvin play.
It's easy to fucking blame everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which what he did. He said he did everything he could for the team. I'm like, it's not about you.
No.
It was about the team.
Yeah.
You got John Wall, who came back after not playing a whole year because he was injured, and he's playing like a beast. It's still 18 points per game, but he's like going into the rim, and he's like, I want to win.
Yeah.
All of them had that win attitude, and you were only thinking about being traded, and you were hurting the team. The first game, he's not in the team. I think they just won.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's probably being a fucking dickhead, you know? Don't nobody want that motherfucker on their team. You know? Either fucking go in the locker room and you
he
come
did,
in.
He did well when he was with OKC. He did well with Houston at the beginning. But I think after, I don't know, when he started going to the playoffs and not winning, I think that's where his decline started.
Yeah, but he's so like, that doesn't make you fucking,
yeah.
You know? If
like, if you're a player, if you sign a contract, I don't care if you hate the team, if you don't get along with everybody else. You give your 100% because you're that's what you said.
This motherfucker's getting millions of dollars, bro.
Yeah. And I don't care if maybe I don't get along with this player, but hell, if he's the best shooter, I will pass the ball to him because I'm here for the team. I'm here because I signed a contract.
I'm
here to win the title. Mm-hmm. Have you heard like teammates of Michael Jordan, they all his teammates love them? Some people hated Michael Jordan, but they still knew he was Michael Jordan, so you give him the ball because he's going to miss.
They knew if you're under the basket, you were going to eat his dick. Fuck it. If you were under the basket, who's jumping, you were going to choke on his whole dick because he didn't give a fuck.
Even LeBron James, sometimes he doesn't get along with some of his teammates or whatever, but he's still winning. Why? Because he's a team player.
Yeah, he's still a baby back bitch.
Even if you don't like him, you hate him because he plays for other teams and whatever, he still knows how to pass the ball. He gets 12 assists.
He knows how to get fouled too, even if it's not a foul. We gotta admire him for that, little pussy.
Maybe he's the one who recorded the Hollywood. There we go with the moon landing shit right there. But still, that's my point. If you want to win a title, you gotta be a team player.
HBO released it's not trailers, but little cuts of the movies of Kong and Godzilla. That shit looks lit, to be honest.
They release that?
Not the trailer, but it's releasing on HBO, and they show clips of the movies. Oh. Space Jam looks fucking lit too. I'll show you when we're done here. Yeah, yeah. But the Kong versus Godzilla looks amazing.
I'm so lit for that movie, bro. They're already selling the toys at Walmart.
Already?
Yeah, it says Kong v. Godzilla, and then King v. Godzilla, and then they have King Kong, and then they have Godzilla with some kind of red shit on him. I was like, huh?
You didn't see the last movie?
No, not different from the last movie, and they had damaged Godzilla, and he has a piece of his chest gone.
Fuck.
I was like, what the fuck is going to happen in this fucking movie?
That movie's going to be lit. fuck what you say. The movie's going to be lit.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you don't know what you're talking about, shut the fuck up. James Harden's a bitch. baseball's fucking going bananas right now.
Corey Kluber signed with the Yankees. Schwarber signed with the Nationals.
This guy to the Mets.
Lindor and somebody and Carlos Carrasco were traded to the Mets.
Yu Darvish.
Rosario is not with the Indians. Holy shit.
Rosario went to the Indians?
Yeah, that's what the Mets gave him. I met Rosario for Lindor.
What who's the guy with the Twins?
Eddie. I think he's still looking for a contract.
He's not looking. Somebody's going to come get his ass.
Yeah. I mean, he's so underrated. People are sleeping on him, and that's fucking fucked
up. All he needs is a good team.
He's been hitting 30 home runs, .290 average.
He's with the Twins, so nobody's going,
Yeah, I mean, shit, I will sign that guy in a heartbeat.
Cubs aren't going to do nothing this year, too, so
we'll see.
They signed the new guy that they say is the new Alex Rodriguez.
No, from the minor leagues, right? Yeah. We signed Javi to a 1 year.
$11 million. That means he's gone next year, probably.
We signed Chris Bryant and the other guy for another year.
Contreras.
To avoid arbitration. But, yeah, I mean, it looks like the White Sox are the next big thing. White Sox, Padres, and Yankees, they're still in contention.
Yep.
If they need to sign DJ LeMahieu now.
They did.
I thought they said we're under
6 years, 90 million. 6 years, 90 million.
Holy banana. And pretty much Harper is what we're getting. Signing with the Phillies.
Harper's a bitch, too.
Oh, man.
I hate that guy so much. I don't know why.
I mean, I'm still waiting for, like, you know how they've been doing the documentaries for baseball players? I'm still waiting for the Ryan Howard.
What?
Ryan Howard, Phillies.
Ryan Howard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy was a beast.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, people talk shit about what he was hitting 300 average. He was the Barry Bonds.
The last couple of
years. He was the Barry Bonds, not on drugs.
The last couple of years was just.
He's, I think he's the one of the most prolific power hitters that never had something to do with drugs. That was like the original power hitter
right there. I haven't seen the Frank Thomas one. The ESPN did a Frank Thomas one.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, either. But I want a Ryan Howard because that guy was the last, from the home run era, he was the last one and the last clean player, if you ask me.
I watched the Sosa Maguire one.
Yeah, that was full of steroids.
Yeah, that's almost the end of it. Yeah, when the bat thing and the steroid shit, yeah.
And you gotta say, during the steroid era, it was still Bonds, Sosa, Maguire. Ryan Howard was literally competing with them for the home run titles.
Yeah. Ryan Howard was at the end of that.
I think after the freaking injury, he just hurt one of his knees and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one of the bigs. What if he didn't get hurt?
Man. After that, he was just an average player.
Yeah. He was still hitting for power, but not as much.
He wasn't a threat anymore.
No. I mean, he was still a threat. If you put it in the middle play, he was going to send it to heaven.
Yeah, but not to where
I think the knee took a lot of his power out and his defense, and that's why they needed to bench him. Yeah, so yeah, it was hard. Yeah. But, I mean, that guy was still a beast. Whatever many players he played. I think he retired, what, 2010? 2009? Because he won it with the Phillies in 2006.
And then he was still good for a couple of years.
Yeah, and he was still good for like 2012 or something like that. And then that's when Prince Fielder came in, and then he got hurt too. All the big, clean power hitters just got wrecked with injuries. Messed up.
Fuck.
So, that was the sport news. Well, speedrun. NHL started, I think. I know Blackhawks got obliterated by the defending champs, Tampa Lightning. We got beat, our ass whooped 5-2.
Shit. What else did we watch? We did when we watched something else? No, right?
I think that was it.
We played a shitload of zombies yesterday.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck. That was a lot. I started having a headache at the end.
Yeah.
Because all I can hear was
I think I'm either going to play regular Warzone today.
Yeah, or something different.
Or Fortnite.
Fortnite, which you bought the battle pass and you haven't played. No. Dumbass.
Whoa. New York Mets.
Oh, you saw.
Daniel Morosi is reporting that George Springer prefers to play near his home in CT.
I don't care where he wants to play. CT?
Connecticut?
I don't care.
And that the Jays could be serious players for Bauer. Fuck!
I don't care anything that fuck cheater.
Springer. Fuck
ass. That cheater ass. He can play wherever he wants, but I hope he gets benched and sent to the AAA. And
that was horrible.
That was bad.
Suck my ass and call me Sally. How long have we been here?
I have no clue.
Go to the thingy. What the fuck is the thing?
It doesn't say how many hours.
Yes, it is. Fuck.
Oh, it doesn't see.
Where did we? Yeah. We,
oh yeah, 1 hour. 1 hour and 8 minutes.
Oh wow. Wow.
Man, I mean the moon. Shit.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
All right, Lewis, shut up.
Wow. Wow. So, I didn't do shit.
So,
today.
Have you seen the new Biden plan?
No, but, hey, I was on Facebook yesterday. My buddy's like, yeah, he put the news thing of Biden. He's like, here we go. Fucking, we're going to fucking crash. And I said, yeah, people like getting money, but they don't know they got to pay that shit back.
if they have this, it wasn't on file tax pro or whatever, whichever one of the big ones is, they know they give you, give us information. We can kind of tell you if you have to pay or not. The first, like you said, you're a household owner. You keep playing. At one point, did you receive any stimulus check this year?
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions.
Mm-hmm. And
then you put yes. And this, how much?
The one that's gonna come up on this tax is gonna be the $1,200 one.
Yeah.
The $600 one doesn't count for none of that.
Yeah, because it was in January.
This is a relief this is a relief, relief. They put it under some law that it's a relief, and it, the government has nothing, but can't not take that. It back or anything. The first one was a stimulus check. It wasn't under any law.
Yeah,
to stimulate
the economy. Yeah,
it wasn't into any laws or relief or anything. That one, you're going to get your ass ate with. So for the future, if you get a stimulus check and you don't really need it, I'd advise you to save that shit.
I mean,
you know, you save the percentage that you know is taxable.
Yeah, which is what? Well, it depends on how much you make a year.
No, because I think you get taxed 10% of anything other than...
No, it depends on your bracket of how much you make a year. It could be 10, 20, 30.
Okay, that's for your taxes, for your money. If it's given to you...
I think it still applies, doesn't it?
I'm not going to put all this information out there, right? When I left this company...
Right.
I took out my stock.
Right.
Right? And from that money, that percentage is set. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because it's stock.
It doesn't matter how much. Okay. It doesn't matter how much I made. Check is going to everybody. It doesn't matter what they make, unless you make a shit ton of money. Right? Because there's people that make shit ton of money that didn't get anything.
I think it was whoever made more than 75
right,
a year.
Right. So from that, they're not going to break it down to levels of how many you make. So a shit ton of money made it. So I'm pretty sure there's a set percentage. That's going to be taken out of your taxes for that money.
True.
So
true.
If you find out that percent,
save it.
Use it if you need it. If you don't, save the whole thing or save that percentage because you're going to pay that shit back.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's true. That's true. So his new plan consists of $1.9 trillion rescue package. Which will include a $1,400 stimulus check for everybody. $455 billion will go to the coronavirus fighting, and the other $450 billion will go into small businesses to stimulate the economy.
And I do understand, you know, that this virus has, you know, made some people lose their jobs.
Bend us on four and, you know.
You know what I'm saying? But spending that much money on something other than what people are getting to be helped, which is unemployment and all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. That's the reason why those plans aren't, so we don't have to do this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So here's what you're telling me, right? Before the COVID, this family made a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they live okay, right? They're not under, they're not over. They're okay.
They're in the median.
They're in the median, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the money.
Technically, they don't.
Right?
Right.
Before the COVID, you wouldn't give me that money to help them.
No.
So after the COVID, and they're still okay on the COVID, why give them that money now? To justify, because it technically is, I'm giving it to you because I'm going to give it to this person.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Either less fortunate or not less fortunate. Either he can work or not work. I'm giving this
either
to you.
Either he was working before or not.
I'm giving this to you so you don't complain that I gave him this money so then I can take it from you and your fucking taxes because he can't feel taxes.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand there's people that need the fucking money, okay? That's not the fucking point, bitch. The point I'm trying to fucking make is, it's too much money that we're going to fucking go in debt with.
Yeah, because
we're... And then I'm going to bust my ass paying for it.
Yeah, we're borrowing that money.
Because there's people that need it, and there's people that need it, but aren't doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they said that, and then a $400 a week...
And if that offends you, then you're one of the bitches that ain't doing nothing to fucking progress your fucking life, you worthless piece of shit. Suck my motherfucking ass.
Oh, shit. So, we were
If you
want
to say something, you know where to find me, bitch. Write a comment down here below, or, you know, write me a fucking email. Look me up, bitch.
So, economists that have seen the news believe that by... trying to get people to the workforce too fast, which is what we did back in the 1920s, will cause the stock market to crash, which will create a new depression.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we were close in 2008.
Yeah.
We were at almost.
Yeah, right? We were almost there, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and there was no virus or anything.
And I know, I mean, shit, I know people can't do nothing about it, okay? Mm-hmm. But, and I'm pretty sure senators don't give a fuck. Because, you know, they're having
They will be fine during the depression, yeah.
So they really don't give a fuck. They'll be like, yeah, sure. We'll give you whatever you want. You know, people will be happy for,
maybe
a year or two.
Maybe more.
Maybe less. And then it'll go back to where a gallon of milk is going to be $8. You won't be able to buy it.
Yeah, because so, the thing is, once we start doing that, interest will raise. The amount of the products make will increase in price for them. So they have to increase it in the stores. And then, of course, that will cause the dollar to inflate. And then the value of the dollar is shit.
Yeah, and then your company's not going to give you a raise for that.
Nope.
The government programs aren't going to fucking go up for that, dickhead.
Nope.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, start saving money. You know, make a savings account. If they don't find something else, this shit gonna get ugly.
Yeah, so the thing that created the depression was the bull run, which was when people just started running to the bank and getting their money.
Yeah, because they got scared of the stock going down.
Yeah.
So,
it's all about patience.
Take it easy. Fucking save money just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a bank in Austria. No, they can't.
Somewhere that's not in the United States.
The banks can't. If it starts getting bad, I suggest you grab your money.
Turn it into
euros. Close your bank account
and shit.
Tell your company to send you checks.
Evan, that's bad. Huh? That's what causes the Great Depression.
And I understand that. But if I know somebody's going to take my motherfucking money.
Just might as well save it. And that's a mentality everybody had. And that's why it crashed.
Exactly. So
you mean do it at a good time where everything's still high?
Yeah, you know, if you see it coming, kind of like, you know, shit's coming now, you know, you go grab your $20 from the fucking bank and close the account so nothing else gets in there.
And turn it into Canadian dollars, you know? And move to Canada.
If I see it coming, I'm pulling all my shit out. I'm closing every account I have. I don't give a fuck.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit. And I mean, if you see it coming, a lot of people see it coming, there's a chance you won't get there in time.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like I have $1 million in my bank, but I think that was more people for, like, they were rich and they had, like, stocks and fucking millions and millions of dollars on stocks and lost all they had all their life savings on that.
Yeah, no, the problem was.
Doesn't that hit, like, the 401k and shit?
Yes. So technically what happened was when all the people start asking for the money, you see the bank doesn't hold all the money there. They invest it.
They invest it, yeah.
So they every now the fees they take from your account and shit, they're investing it to make more profit. And then that's why they always tell you if you're gonna big deposit or whatever, you have to call us first.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the fucking money in the bank.
Yeah.
So once you don't have the fucking money in the bank, people are starting trying to get out of the ATMs and shit. The bank says we don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go bankrupt because they literally have no money to invest or no money to give to their clients. And you just fuck up the whole bank system.
What I'm trying to say is, you know, if start reading about it, go look at history, what happened, you know, and if you see similar patterns in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you have stock somewhere, you know, be like, hey, man.
Maybe it's time to get into cryptocurrency.
You know, I'm gonna sell the stocks back. Give me that money or whatever, you know.
Put it all in bitcoins.
They always say, investing in credit investing and investing in big stuff like that is very dangerous.
It's risky. There's always risk.
No, if you have more than $100 invested, you need to think about your shit. Because, you know, people have, like, sometimes their houses and their...
As collateral
and their shit.
Yeah,
and if that crashes, your house is gone, bro.
Yeah.
You're in the fucking street.
Easily.
So, the people that killed themselves in the 1920s were people with a lot of money.
And lost everything.
It wasn't a Walmart worker that earned $3 an hour.
That's true.
Unless his company went under too, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you were able to keep your job during the depression, yeah, you're probably went from like 3 hours or like $3 an hour to like 50 cents an hour. 50 cents,
yeah. It was a bad time. 2008 was almost the same thing. So,
so yeah, keep your shit keep together. Keep an
eye up, you know, read and shit like that, you know.
Be prepared, you know.
Put a couple of dollars on the side in your house. Get a safe. Put it in that motherfucker.
And yeah, that won't really help if inflation happens.
For a rainy day, bro.
If inflation happens,
really doesn't care. It's better than having nothing.
True. It'll be being like...
Better have a loaf of bread with $10 and not have the $10 and not a loaf of bread. So...
I mean, at that point, we just call for the government to give us free bread.
There's a scare of the day, people.
conspiracy of the day right there.
There you go, baby. Yeah, so...
Yeah, that just happened.
Live and learn, baby. Live and learn. Fuck. I think that's it, bro.
Yes, sir. No, this was kind of a weird episode.
Yeah, it was weird as shit. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
That's Monday?
Yeah.
See. Kids are off school, right?
Yep.
Oh boy. Hey.
See what happens on this shit. This was Cedric and Ivan from the Brother Box, and this was
Brothers Weekly.